This is a job description for the Barnsley Creative Health Lead at the Culture, Health and Wellbeing Alliance. The salary for this role is £36,750 per annum, pro rata, for 3 days per week. The length of the appointment is 1 year from April 2025, with a likely extension to March 2027. Background. CHWA is the National Membership Organisation for Creative Health. We use the term creative health to mean any arts or cultural activity that supports health or well-being. Our main roles as an organisation are advocating for creative health, convening and supporting networks for creative and cultural workers and partners in health and social care, and building resources to help make this work more possible. We don't provide creative activities that support health and well-being ourselves. Instead, we support the people who do. This post is a key part of our work as an investment principles support organisation funded by the Arts Council from 2023 to 2026. The role will focus specifically on creative health across the metropolitan borough of Barnsley in South Yorkshire. The postholder will work to understand what is already working well for creative health and where the barriers lie, and to work with partners across the VCSE health and social care systems to design and implement solutions. Working with key partners at Barnsley Metropolitan Borough Council, we've already undertaken a lot of groundwork to build a successful creative health partnership group, whose members represent health, social care, cultural and creative practice, and lived experience. The postholder will be tasked with maintaining and developing this group, as well as scoping and developing models for commissioning, investment and practice across the metropolitan borough. The role will be line managed by our South Yorkshire Creative Health Lead and will feed directly into wider work across South Yorkshire's health, social care, culture and community sectors. Crucially, this role must be rooted in the principles outlined in the Creative Health Quality Framework. Any positive change we will make will be down to trust and solidarity across a wide range of stakeholders, and this depends on working in a way that prioritises these principles. And the Creative Health Quality Framework principles are person-centred, equitable, safe, creative, collaborative, realistic, reflective, and sustainable. Key duties. This role is primarily focused on developing the infrastructure and workforce for creative health across the metropolitan borough of Barnsley. It draws on a creative health plan on a page developed by a project team led by Barnsley Metropolitan Borough Council in 2022 and 3. The postholder will convene and co-chair the Barnsley Creative Health Partnership Group. With the co-chair, they're responsible for maintaining the group's terms of reference, ensuring the group is as diverse and representative as possible, ensuring the group includes key partners, grassroots organisations and people with lived experience. Secure funding for and manage programmes to support the aims determined by this group. Previously, this has included training or events for Creativity and Wellbeing Week, for example. Develop relationships with the broader community, voluntary and faith sectors across the metropolitan borough, including through Barnsley CVS. Map existing commissioning processes and networks for creative health across the borough. Develop ways for creative and cultural workers to come together and to collaborate to strengthen their relationship with health and care partners. Support Barnsley's contribution to Creativity and Wellbeing Week annually in May. Attend and contribute to the South Yorkshire Creative Health Board. Present their work to local, regional and occasionally national groups. And lastly, to work with the partnership to evaluate the role, the impact of this role and the Creative Health Plan. Funding is in place for this role until March 2026. This is likely to extend to March 2027. CHWA will work with the postholder to investigate options to support the same role or equivalent support beyond this point and to bring in additional funding to support local work. There are two key reference documents. One is Barnsley Metropolitan Borough Council's plan on a page, The other is the Creative Health Partnership Group Plan. Those are both linked to the text version of this job description. If you'd like us to email you those documents, please email victoria@culturehealthandwellbeing.org.uk. Person specification. We consider the following to be essential for this role. Good communication skills and diplomacy. Experience of working with a wide range of people and groups with a variety of professional and lived experiences. Experience of co-production. Optimism and lateral thinking. Willingness to use imaginative new approaches to strategy. Knowledge and/or experience of working with Creative Health. Experience of working at a strategic level and experience of managing budgets. If you have any of the following experience, we'd like to hear about it. Work with people with lived experience of health issues. Work with local authorities and/or health or care institutions. Work with large cultural institutions or with small grassroots community organisations. And experience of fundraising. We are interested in hearing about transferable skills as well as direct experience of any of the above. Contract. This is a one-year contract initially, running until the end of March 2026, with a likely extension to March 2027. The postholder will be paid monthly by BACS. CHWA is responsible for paying tax and national insurance when it's due. The postholder will be enrolled in the NEST pension scheme, but has the option to opt out of this. Hours of work. This is a three-day-per-week role, or 22.5 hours per week. We're happy to explore flexible working arrangements. Place of work. CHWA does not have an office, but we would expect a proportion of your time to be spent in Barnsley working with local stakeholders. A desk space will be made available by our partners at Barnsley Metropolitan Borough Council when you need a local space to work. We're also able to use meeting rooms across Barnsley for the partnership group and for other meetings. And there are likely to be off-site meetings with other partners across South Yorkshire from time to time. Access. We're ready to adapt our working processes in discussion with applicants. Please let us know about any access needs that we can support. Expenses. CHWA will reimburse reasonable travel and subsistence expenses on the basis of agreement prior to travel. And the salary is £36,750 per annum pro rata for 0.6 full-time equivalent. Salaries are reviewed annually. How to apply? We would like to receive a CV and covering information explaining why you think you would be suitable for the role and referring to the key duties and person specification outlined above. Your covering information can be submitted as an email, an audio recording, or a video recording, as you prefer. We would prefer a written CV, but if this isn't possible for any reason, please let us know and we can adapt accordingly. Please tell us about any access needs we can meet to support your application process. We'd also appreciate it if you could fill out an equality, diversity and representation form when you apply. This is available as a Google form or as a Word document. If you'd like us to send you the link or the Word document, please again email victoria@culturehealthandwellbeing.org.uk. This form is anonymous and we won't be able to connect it with your application, but it helps us assess whether we're reaching a wide pool of candidates. When you apply, please let us know whether you would be able to attend an interview in person during the week of 24th of March in Barnsley. We're committed to ensuring our organisation is as diverse and representative as possible, and we're using the Incarts Unlock tool to support this recruitment process. We particularly want to encourage applications from people identifying with any of the protected characteristics as defined in the 2010 Equality Act, or who are from less affluent socioeconomic backgrounds. To apply, please email applications@culturehealthandwellbeing.org.uk. If you want to contact us beforehand to arrange an informal conversation about the role, please email Rachel, that's R-A-C-H-E-L, at culturehealthandwellbeing.org.uk. Timeline. Please send us your application by 5 p.m. on Friday, the 28th of February, 2025. We will let you know of our decision by mid-March and we'll aim to hold interviews in person during the week of 24th of March 2025. Interviews will be for around an hour. We will send plans for the interview, including any questions, in advance, and we'll let you know who will be on the interview panel before we meet you.